The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Here's what's trending.
Americans spend on average hours a year cleaning their homes. They clean their homes once a week, declutter their house about three times a year.
To like relieve stress?
Yeah, most of it is spent cleaning the kitchen. The least favorite room, surprisingly not, is the bathroom. And I guess people looked at least favorite cleaning tasks and said that the shower, wiping down the bathroom, mopping, and cleaning windows and glass doors were the things that people were like, eh.
The toilet's got to be number one.
I would say
I don't have kids, but I've always heard from other parents or dads who are like, that's a great
job for them.
That's the big one. If you can get your kids
to clean that up.
To clean the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
They will have a whole new appreciation.
You know what's weird?
What they do in there?
Of just being clean. Because that's not a fun one to do. And a lot of kids would be like, you know, I don't think my parents ever made us as kids do the toilet. My poor mom did it. And she was always mad. You know, on Saturday, she'd come out of that bathroom.
Yeah.
And she'd be angry. And you'd like, be like,
you guys are
why is she always mad? I'd sleep in on a Saturday. Just listening to vacuuming. And
angry
cleaning.
Yeah.
Well, because she's cleaning the house for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wake up late. We're like, why are you all pissed off?
She's like, I'm going to murder all of you. And then burn this house to the ground. And then move to a new state. And you call me Linda.
Wash your hands. And you'd still get the water all over the place.
Yes.
The little dots on the mirror.
Yes.
And she'd be like, I just cleaned it 10 minutes
ago. Toothpaste,
whatever
it is. Yeah. I don't mind cleaning the bathroom for some reason. I guess I just don't mind it.
Did you though, as a child?
I don't remember. I think it was the same situation with my mother. She cleaned the bathroom.
I think the sooner you teach your kids how to do it, get them off that, right?
Yeah.
Our big thing was our big chore on Saturday mornings was cleaning the floorboards. We would have to get down because we had hardwood floors. And, you know, there's the wood that's right above it, you know, against the wall.
The baseboard?
The baseboard, yes. Yeah. We'd have to wash the baseboards throughout the whole downstairs.
Because they get dust settled on or
there's a mean. I don't know. I just, you know, my dad was a very creative chore.
Well, you're teaching your kid to be a better roommate. At some point, most of your kids are going to be a roommate. However small the window.
True.
Or you're making them a better spouse.
Yes, you are.
What do most roommates fight over? Cleanliness.
Yeah, they do. I guess I don't.
That is just, I mean, I still have like memories of just staring at those baseboards just with a rag. Like, really? Every Saturday? Like, what happened during the week? What went on that this is just like, it's not like we're having
that's funny.
Mud competitions in here. It's a living room.
Sounds like you have the cleanest baseboards in the city. I don't think I've ever wiped down my baseboards like not like that. It's nutty,
no,
but okay.
That was like, it was a Saturday morning, that and mopping the basement. I mean, it was just, there was always a list. I swear to God, I have like PTSD when I see yellow legal pads because my dad is an attorney and he would leave that, like he would write on there the chores. You'd have a legal pad sitting on the dining room table. Stuff that needs to get done before you can even think about having fun. So the majority of women in relationships are the primary decision makers regarding like the housekeeping and usually like the burden of home cleaning. So
you clean the inside, he cleans the outside.
Yeah, it's sort of a division of labor type of thing. Seems like it kind of goes down gender.
Isn't that weird how that goes like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think women just want us out of the house as much as humanly possible.
I think so.
I just want to be out of the house as much as humanly possible.
We think that we're winning. We're like, look, I got the garage.
Mm-hmm.
She lets me have a man cave. She has the entire house to herself.
We think we're winning,
we're
right.
Sitting in the garage with a tiny TV. Like, I'm crushing it, man.
I look like I got my independence.
I'm allowed to hang out in the garage of my own house.
Like a dog.
That garage better be spotless for the amount of time you're spending out there. You're like, oh.
There is something satisfying, though, about cleaning out a garage. I don't know what it is. You just get rid of everything. Because that's the one room it seems as if collects more garbage and just junk. So it's something you got to do almost every year. But then there are people that have garages that are so stinking clean. I'm like, what are you doing there?
Yeah, I've got a friend who's got a garage like that. It's where like it's like weird. You could like eat in here if you want to.
The anal retentive chef.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get that that kick-ass liner that you put on the garage
on the floor. I know.
You've never seen even a hint of a drop of oil?
No, not at all. I got spray paint on my, I would never think of painting and doing all that to the garage. It just seems awful. I don't know why. But
so
yeah.
Last week there was a story about counterfeit versions of Botox and the CDC
it's
warning.
Something happened in Nebraska,
Well, so Nebraska is now added to the list. As of Friday, a total of 19 women from 9 states, including Nebraska, and they are saying harmful reactions after receiving Botox injections from unlicensed or untrained individuals or in places where not healthcare settings.
So we really want Botox. There's really a want for it, a demand.
Yeah, I mean, these were women between the age, or these were patients, not just women, patients between the ages of 25 and 59. So 9 of the women that were part of this were hospitalized. 4 were treated for botulism.
Okay.
So it is something where it's here. So be careful. Like if you do get this, that make sure that, you know, you are going to a, somebody who is FDA approved.
You guys ever known of a guy to get Botox?
Yeah.
I mean, guys, I don't know.
Who would know? Who would tell us? Who do you know, Molly, who's done it?
We had a news guy once that did it.
Here working with us?
In Omaha, yeah.
You're not going to say who?
Well, I mean, that's not your average bear.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
I would imagine a news guy.
TV anchor.
Yeah.
Saying a television.
I don't think any of them would do it now. They're all young people.
Yeah, they don't need it. You know,
I think they do it so they don't need it. I mean, that's the one thing that when I've talked to people who are like in their 20s who have gotten Botox, it's preventative. It's to stop them from ever getting those
wrinkles.
Because that's when it starts. So the idea is that
if you're laughing a lot and you crinkle up, and that's where you get the crow's feet or whatever on the eye.
Or, squinting and you get the stuff between your eyebrows. So I have known people to get preventative.
Okay.
I for me, again, we've talked about this before. I have a total phobia of needles, so this is not something.
Yeah, but you're getting acupuncture. You should be fighting off that fear of needles.
Acupuncture is wild. You don't feel it. That's the crazy thing, and you don't see it. I mean, it's not. It doesn't hurt. I mean, and that's the thing. I'm getting it done on my back, and so I haven't seen anything. But I would imagine if I was watching the person do it or if there was like a burning sensation or something that
I'm here to get it done in my back.
That big old hunch.
The hump's not going to fix itself.
I'm here.
Sanctuary. The big old hunch. Sanctuary.
Oh, we'll be back.
I want you, I need you, oh God.
Now 94.1 with Benson Boone.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Molly, you never did say, do you clean the bathroom or
no.
Do you have the kids do that stuff? You have someone coming in, don't you?
We get a once a month. And then Peter did the bathrooms and then now he has trained the boy.
Now I just hear that song. Peter's in the bathroom. Peter's in the bathroom.
So he's trained the boy to use the brush, and all that stuff.
He's trained the boy to do it.
Yeah, I'm saying that's good training.
Yeah, it is good.
Especially as a boy, like dude.
But no one wants to do it, but it'll be a good lesson learned, and then that kid will be, let's say he's in a fraternity one day. He might be the responsible, clean one.
Right.
He might be the one cleaning.
Because a lot of times you get off to college and you're just a bunch of dirty animals.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
so gross.
It is. I try to clean it. I make sure it's clean all the time, so I don't have to clean. It's almost like preventative.
Everyone should have roommates once. I'm just saying on a side note, everyone should have roommates once.
Yeah.
There's a big learning curve.
Absolutely. Sure. I mean,
because who can afford to pay the rent by themselves? Let's be honest. That's really the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to.
We had three or four roommates at one given time.
So nobody long-term wants roommates unless it's a loved one, you know, your kids or your wife. But when you're young, you can handle roommates. And it's a blast, man.
It's a party.
In your 20s, you can handle six roommates in a party house.
Isn't
and
that
plus,
crazy?
When you're, you know, when you have that many roommates, like I said, I had four at one given time. It just gives you more money to buy stuff like pizza and beer.
Yep.
You know, really, that's what you're living for at that age. I know other people are living for other things, but that's what I was. That's where my goals were.
There's always something going on.
Yeah,
even if it's just TV night, it's fun because you're.
I know
young.
That was the thing is that like just even laying around on the couch, like you know, just sleeping off the night before and just
and
hanging
then
out.
Two or three of you is like, are we gonna go out or what?
You're like, well, obviously.
You know, one guy gets up and starts to shower, and it's like, I guess we're going out. Yeah. You know, we're having after hours back here later.
Ooh, steak too. Steak whatever. At midnight, whatever the hell you want.
Steak?
Yeah, you never did that?
What kind of fancy 22-year-old were you?
That's well, it wasn't expensive steak. It was a piece of crap steak.
Any young fellas, and the girls could do this too, that goes off to college, I'm like, do a fraternity, even if it's for just a semester.
I wish I would have.
Join a fraternity just to make the friends. Then you can pull out.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you can spin this off and go get a rental and live with four or five of your fun friends. You got to do that once before you get married.
Sure, absolutely.
And I'm saying what helps to make that all work is somebody cleans the toilet.
Yeah, no matter right? who it is.
I mean, it goes a long way.
Yes, it does. How often do you guys clean out your fridge? Do you guys clean that out very often? I love cleaning out the refrigerator. I like do it often. I think I do have OCD now. Oh, my God. Do I?
Oh, yeah. You definitely have, like, certain hallmarks of it for sure.
Yeah, you're a puppy that you wake up and is staring at you going with its lease in its mouth. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, is that bad?
Is that bad, Daddy? It's that time.
Throw the ball.
Time to do this.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, 938-9400. We'll be right back. Happy Wednesday to you. Hey, Leo, the dumpster dog. I guess Nebraska Maine said he raised that reward up to $5,000. This thing is...
Tell Leo's story. He's alive.
He's alive. He's alive and well. Somebody had... apparently, the owners are saying this. Somebody took the dog out of their yard. Next, you know, it's in a dumpster with completely duct taped up, including his legs. And
so
then,
it had spent the night in a dumpster. People heard it, thought it was a raccoon.
Terrible.
The next day, people were throwing out trash, and they found him, and he was duct taped his mouth, duct taped his hands and paws like a hostage.
Buddy. Yeah.
Duct taped eyes.
And then tossed him right into that dumpster. I just hope there's a camera there. Everyone wants to find out who did it. And I start going.
I want to meet him.
Meet the person?
I want to know. I want to meet the dog.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to meet the person.
I want a word with that monster.
Everybody does. Who's to say it wasn't the owners, though? You know, they're just, I mean, it's, you know, their word versus everyone else's, I guess. I don't want to say they're the ones that are doing it. But I think everybody is a suspect at this point. Because
why would they do that? I mean,
well, I don't know, Molly. I mean, you know, I could easily, my dogs could disappear and I could say, oh yeah, someone stole them. You know,
that's
I don't know why.
Though.
I agree.
I mean,
I agree.
I don't think that it was them.
Yeah. I don't think we need to point the finger right out of the gate at the lovely poor owners who just got their dog back.
I'm just saying.
Or
I need more
saying.
Info.
He's
I need
every
some
terrible
camera.
Town sheriff. I'm just saying. I back up my decisions by, I'm just saying.
I'm covering every base. Every base. It's called a hunch. Or Jeff's theory is that somebody, you know, maybe someone they knew and maybe didn't like the family or whatever the case is.
I mean, was it a loud barker? Was there an angry neighbor who said, shut your dog up?
Yeah.
I don't think someone would do that. But,
that's
I mean,
extreme.
When something happens that targeted and cruel, that's a moment where you go, you know, do you have enemies? You know, you wouldn't think that would be random.
Yeah. No.
Because it's a cute dog.
Oh, it's an adorable dog. They said, I saw that somebody was the vet for the dog at the Humane Society. And when the owners got to, when Leo got to be with his owners again, he just started wagging his tail like crazy. And it was like the happiest moment. I know. I'm like, oh, waterworks.
Sweet owners.
Seems like if there's any kind of animal that can bounce right back from that, it's a dog.
Yeah, I'm just glad.
I mean, a dog can be like, you know, he's not all traumatized and depressed. He's just like, somebody threw me away.
Poor little Leo. Yeah, but there's a $5,000 award on it now. So, we'll
and you're going to try and collect it by pointing the finger at the owner of the dog.
No, I'm not.
Do I get it? I solved it.
No, I didn't. It's a hunch. Big Party Show. All right, so if you go to our app or channel94.com, all this week, actually, you can get registered in to win a music and a movie prize pack courtesy of Homer's Music and B&B Theaters. So we'll hook you up with the gift card to Homer's Music, great, great music store. And then also you can go see a movie as well at B&B
Theaters. When was the last time people went to Homer's? There's so much stuff down there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've been in there.
A buddy of mine just did a listening party. Remember when we did a listening party? They did the new Pearl Jam album at Homer's.
Have you, by the way, heard it, the album yet? Or
it doesn't come out until Friday.
Oh, it's not until Friday.
Oh, so it was a sneak peek. I love that.
They had listening parties at movie theaters last night, and there was one over here at Exarb, and I thought, am I really going to go sit in a theater and listen to an album?
Yeah, that would be a weird
instead
vibe.
Instead of just waiting 2 days. But yeah. I guess I don't sound like a super fan.
Well, you are,
it's very
though.
Taylor Swift-y.
I think that's the reason why they're doing it. They realize that they're, you know, there are different ways of marketing nowadays with
these
albums.
Yeah, it's good
albums,
to prime
know.
The pump, get people excited. Stuff.
But the listening party at the record store, like at Homer's.
That's fun.
Those are legit, man, where the bands will show up sometimes and sign autographs, you know.
Yeah.
When music came out at midnight and you waited in line. Now, most of my memories are doing that like at a video game store.
Yeah.
You would wait at midnight for them to release.
Because he's 13 for people listening.
Call of Duty. Get a life, would you please?
Did you wait in line for a video game before?
I've done that before, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've only done music.
And
okay.
You had to physically buy it. Now everything's just a digital download. You don't need to physically go to the store and get it. We kind of feel the same way with music. That's why you take a Homer's for granted. There's a lot of tangible stuff with music you want to touch. The posters, the...
And that's
movies.
What you would be doing at the listening party at the Homer's. Yeah, you'd just be thumbing through all the albums and everything like that.
I used to get so much joy just out of those posters. Those ceilings, the floor of your favorite band.
I still have a giant one locked up of Pearl Jam. That's a giant one the size of these walls.
My brother.
I was that guy, yeah.
And then I stole some of his. We had ones of the Smiths. We had some awesome ones. The Smiths used to put out great posters with like Morrissey. REM had amazing... The poster.
Yeah.
You can still go to
Homer's again.
Walmart and find that poster area.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still have it.
I've been through it. I've been
where you go through and then you got to find the matching.
It's nothing good.
You got to find the matching tube.
Yeah, but there's really nothing good. Not like, there's a lot of Barbie stuff. And not as if I did it yesterday, but I just remember last time I went.
I was going to say.
You were looking for a Ryan Gosling.
Where like, surprisingly, hey,
so when you were standing.
He was Kenning.
When you were standing in line at the GameStop or wherever you went, did you feel like a dork or did you talk to people?
Did you talk to your fellow dorks?
What was that like?
Get a life.
Because you don't look like a dork.
We were all on our inhalers.
Okay.
No one's making eye
breathing
contact.
Breathing heavy.
That's what I figured. You'd hide
and
your face
a little
bit.
And all of our moms were waiting, hitting the horn, going like, let's go. I'm like, Mom, don't talk to me when I'm with my friends.
No kidding.
Hit my inhaler.
Age 35, yeah.
I'm excited. But,
yeah, go to channel94.com. You can get that pack. It's pretty sweet. We'll be doing this all week. So hooking up with the movie and also an opportunity to buy some music or whatever you want at home. It's a gift card. So, yeah, channel94.com. Big Party Show! Channel 94.1. That wind should slow down a little bit. And then I'll pick back up. Might get some rain a little bit later tonight, though.
I could get thunderstorms. Well, there were twisters on the ground.
Yeah.
Kansas, right?
West of us. Nebraska.
Yeah, not that far from Columbus. The footage is amazing.
They always get clips of it now. No, you know.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I don't
have you ever seen a funnel cloud? I've seen the.
I have
I've never
seen a funnel
I don't think I've ever seen a twister hit the touch.
I feel like I thought I saw one way out there in Elkhorn from where I'm living at now. But I don't know if it was one. It just, I mean, it's a weird feeling.
Start to twist where it almost looks like a spout.
Yeah, that's weird.
But I've never witnessed a real twister, and I grew up in Nebraska, you think by now.
You would have.
Yeah. I don't think I have either. I just don't know what that was. Maybe it was. Who knows? But we but don't it get is, out of here.
Well, they'll be testing the tornado sirens today.
Oh, that's right. It is Wednesday. All right. So
don't freak out.
Don't freak out too
given
bad.
The fact that it's, you know,
bad weather season.
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, there's a reason they tested. Remember, a couple of years ago, it seems like there were a lot of them weren't working.
There were spitting sounds. Remember, there was kind of skipping sounds. It wasn't doing the whole.
I think everyone's got a phone now, so your phone would go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
In the event of the real thing, long before you'd need the siren. I think the siren's just for people outside. But anyway, today at 11.
Today at 11? Okay. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day. Do yourself good. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show.